Recycling Crackdown. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. The recycling crackdown continues. In some cities, you can no longer recycle plastic bags, and other plastics need to be cleaned first, and on it goes, to the point that the city of Seattle published an online list of 284 items, from aluminum foil to Ziploc bags, and the rules on how to rid yourself of them. Only unused foil gets recycled. Plastic bags should be bundled and returned to the store. Large coffee pods go in the garbage, but under 3 inches they go in the yard waste. Jar lids, 3 inches or larger, recycle. Under 3 inches, recycled only if attached to the jar. You need a librarian to put the trash out. There must be a simpler way. How about every grocery store have one aisle where all the food is in self-destructing containers made 100% from plants? The use-by date would be self-enforcing. We can do this. We're the nation that makes deep fake burgers from peas, coconuts, and beets. I just heard this morning we're going to have fake bacon. We ought to be able to take it home in a bag made from the same stuff. As someone once said, I think it was me, it used to be the garbage man would never look inside your can. The only sorting going on was by the stray dogs on your lawn. But now we must arrange our rubble like a smelly jigsaw puzzle. And for all the fuss and trouble, sure enough, your rates get doubled.